Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's say you've taken a lover, and they share a name with a famous celebrity. And at first, when you're dating, you know, they make a couple of jokes here and there about loving that celebrity. But then after years of being together, you start to notice it more and more, and it becomes clear that this isn't like a cute little joke about a coincidence, but a full-on obsession. What do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Kelly.
My name's Ryan. And that was Colin.
Yeah. So Colin is busy tonight. And so he sent us his hot take. I do wish that he had some
more
answers to our questions.
Right. Well, let's start.
I think it's all there.
Let's start with the questions.
Right.
It's not. He says it's not an innocent thing. It's an obsession.
Yeah.
Are we ruling out the fact that this is actually the celebrity in disguise?
It's not. I think it's not them. I think they want to. This is like Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen this person.
You know it's not them.
You know it's not
Do you
them.
Just like not touch their face hard enough to notice the prosthetics?
I thought you were like trying to send a signal to me that like, you know who Colin is talking about. I was like, what are we saying?
Our friend, Ted Green.
It also depends on what celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because like, if it's Charlie Sheen.
Or Charles Manson.
Okay. Or Ted Cruz.
Or Chuck Schumer.
Okay, let's say it's a good one. Let's say it's a good celebrity.
Okay.
Somebody who's like, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
Everyone loves Jennifer. Like, she's likable.
Yes. Fine.
Right. Affable.
She's definitely affable.
And so your girlfriend, Jennifer, keeps saying like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I don't. How does it even come up? How does it come up?
Okay, this is
Hi,
how it comes up.
My name is Jennifer Aniston,
and then it's kind of like
that's
follow
how
that.
It comes up.
No, follow no, it no. though,
and then you go like, I know, not the. It happens all the time.
Yeah, I've seen every episode of Friends, but come on,
is he thinking of our friend Megan Fox?
Might be thinking of Megan Fox. That crossed my mind
okay,
for a second.
But Megan Fox isn't certifiable.
That's the thing. She's not pretending to be the movie star Megan Fox.
Right, but in this scenario, neither is this person.
No, but this person is obsessed. I just don't want us to make any accusations against people we know. Because as far as I know, Megan Fox is not insane.
I don't think
obsessed
it's about her.
With Megan Fox, the one who dates Brian Austin Green.
Okay.
That's what she's most known for, of course.
That's how I know her.
What
she
if
lives
it's like
in Burbank.
Fred Durst.
Okay.
I think we're hitting on it. It's like, right? Who is the celebrity?
Right.
Now, I think Megan Fox is interesting because she's kind of faded to the periphery.
Yeah.
Not our friend.
The famous one.
The famous one.
Yeah.
So like, if you chose her, mm-hmm. then like, oh, that's youthful indiscretion.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's a youthful indiscretion of like a youthful like obsession indiscretion. We're assuming that
this person changed their name to be this famous person's name, right?
I think that, yes, that's what I think. And okay. I think also, here's the thing.
Colin,
I think
it did not say that explicitly. No. So no. You're not wrong to not have wanted that.
See,
like,
well, I mean, once we bring up the example of Megan Fox. Sorry, Megan.
It's okay. She doesn't listen.
But like, just thinking about, I have a friend, Siri, and ever since, you know, iPhones have been able to talk, every time she introduces herself to someone, every time she's carded, every time she says her name on the phone, there's like a little fucking joke.
Yeah.
So like, I can only imagine that like, you know, at some point you build up a like, I'm just going to beat you to the goddamn joke. Like, is it really an obsession or is it just like a defense mechanism that
I
you throw
on? No, I think they changed their name.
Because, okay, all right.
Because and I think Colin thinks it's cute at first.
Yeah.
He thinks it's, I'm making him the person in the story.
Right.
He thinks it's cute at first because he's like a few little jokes, it's nice, whatever. He likes it. That's not when he's calling out the obsession.
The obsession reveals itself months into the relationship. Years.
And which means it's a current obsession. So even in the Megan Fox thing, I don't think it's a youthful indiscretion because like if you come upon a closet full of Megan Fox paraphernalia.
But it has to be new. See, that's the thing. It's like if
they are finding what she's doing right now.
Okay, but that you would have to like go into you need a relationship warrant here. Is this probable cause for the warrant to go into their closet and see if they have whatever.
Closet?
Well, I mean, where are you going to find
what is
this?
The sacred space? I think it's their internet history.
I think it's a much sneakier thing to sneak
than someone's physical closet when you're lovers for months and years.
You've taken a lover.
You're right.
It's been years. Yeah, he could see what's in your closet. Like,
okay, it's a trap door. That's under a rug.
No,
and like
you can't open it. You have no warrant.
So okay,
you don't have an emotional warrant yet.
That's not just because their name happens to be that, and you have no other way. Like,
no, I mean, that is clearly not the end of
here's
it.
What you do,
it
though.
Happens all
you
the time.
You say if you find okay, because we just stumbled on something much maybe more interesting. The trap door. What you say is like, oh my god, did you know you have a trap? Like you have a trap door at your house,
and they're like, oh yeah,
crazy. We got to see what's under there.
You know what? It's probably full of like mold or something. Like, let's not go down there.
I bet
there.
It's full of like crazy cool stuff from the
you
last people who lived here.
I don't know why you keep asking about the trapdoor so much. Like, why don't we just have dinner?
I mean, that's when you leave the relationship, right?
No.
That's when you walk
out
the
door. No, that's when Ryan doubles down on trying to open that fucking trapdoor.
I mean, I am emotionally checked out of this relationship.
Right.
Don't snap at me.
But she's got to know.
But I need to know. That is my warrant. Is
that's
that
the
I'm
emotional
out.
Warrant.
It's the freaking out and me being like, oh, I'm over you. I'm going to find out the truth.
No, but seriously, when you are dating a Drew Barrymore, that when you met her the first time, let's say him.
Okay.
I would date him.
I would date a Drew Barrymore as well. That sounds great.
Yeah, me too.
And when you first met him, there was that like, no, not like the famous.
Yeah.
And then like you see him have those same interactions with other people.
Sure.
How does it keep coming up in your relationship?
He only wants to watch
Drew Barrymore movies. And at first he wants to watch good ones.
Yeah.
Just E.T. over and over.
Yeah.
That the Christmas Carol one that I like. These movies, he's really into them. And then he
Holiday.
Starts to want to
no,
watch
that's not Drew Barrymore. Sorry.
No. He says, no, we are not watching The Holiday.
I think also he likes
music and lyrics.
Oh, he likes music and lyrics.
That's fine.
So he also like okay. He at first is like sometimes wanting to watch Drew Barrymore, and then like as you guys mm-hmm. continue loving,
yes,
it's like more frequent.
And he has like he has a pillowcase of her face that he says someone gave him as a gag gift. And when you first start dating, you like find it in like the linen closet.
Uh-huh.
He's not using it when you're there.
Uh-huh.
But then you have like an impromptu. You come over, and it is on his bed.
And then he's like, oh, it's just like it's just a joke, right? So then you move in and you're cleaning stuff out and you throw out the pillowcase because you think it's just like a joke thing.
You're like going through a condo thing.
Yeah. And then he starts stomping around the house and he's like irritated, like very mad. And you're like, what's up? And he's like, I just can't find that pillowcase.
I mean, it's stupid. I just want to know where it is.
Oh, it's at Goodwill. I went through the linen closet like we talked about, and I just cut it down to just what we need.
You stole my face!
It's like,
all the windows break.
Oh no, I was thinking he would just go to Goodwill and buy it back.
No, he's gonna like go full carry on you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you just got to get out of this one, right?
I mean, here's the thing. I don't think this is any worse than any other obsession. Maybe it's an obsession the way some people are obsessed with a sports team, or some people are like, everybody's got their little things.
Yeah, but
you
narrowing
your
it,
name,
narrowing it but to one person is so
okay.
much.
We did infer that. Okay, I think we're right, yeah. But we did infer it.
Okay,
so we find out no, his parents are Mrs. Barrymore and Mr. Barrymore.
Okay.
And he was born, and his you've name seen is this thing, Andrew.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. He goes by Drew Barrymore. He could choose to go by Andy Barrymore.
Okay.
But he goes by Drew Barrymore. But he did not choose this. It chose him, but he
embraced it.
Embraced it.
I think going off of what you were saying, yeah. The fact that it's fixating on a single person,
yeah, it's
that's
so
the question.
They're a celebrity, because they're not, it's not the real, okay, if it's a real person, that's more upsetting to me. If it's this like celebrity, because celebrities are not, the image of a celebrity that we know mm-hmm. as
right.
non-celebrities
is not actually a person.
It's a construct. It's like liking Captain America. Well, I'm not saying that to justify my own liking of Chris Evans. I'm saying right. that like, yeah. like, it's like, it's liking a thing that you don't actually, it's not a threat to that person.
Yeah.
Because that person isn't really involved.
How many pictures of their faces cut out of magazines with their eyes cut out do they have in their dresser?
2.5.
Well, it's funny that you say that because
is that half of the eyes taken out, or like just half of the face?
Half of the face. Like,
are you saying
the
this
opera.
Because of the movie she did where she cut out the eyes?
No.
Oh yeah, what was that? That was
Chris O'Donnell movie where Mad Love.
We've talked about it on the show,
yeah,
right?
I okay. think because what's interesting That's about that is I believe she brain. Only cut out the eyes. She did the reverse.
Oh yeah, she.
It's cut only out, eyes
like,
on the
well,
wall.
Well, so maybe your Drew Barrymore is like, I've got the rest of the picture.
Oh, well, so no, it could truly then, be a
okay,
puzzle piece.
Then I'm looking for that eye collage, because that eye collage is somewhere.
Yeah.
I think
in the trapdoor, under the trapdoor.
I think having obsession is where you cross the line, but I think having like a thing that you're into, like you read all the articles about Drew Barrymore. Okay.
So what do they
I mean,
do?
My interests are more broad based, but that's not making better.
What do they do when you start, when you're like, okay, this is just like your hobby. This is the thing that you're into. I'm going to meet you halfway and also get into Drew Barrymore. Do they
wow,
get like possessive of
That's
it?
Interesting.
Or do they, like, I guess you need to gauge what their response is to that.
Yeah. Because what if you they have get to, yeah. like kind of like possessive?
Yeah.
Do you think you have to use both names in bed?
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore the celebrity.
Drew, and definitely not Andrew Barrymore.
I personally couldn't do it, but if you want to be with somebody that has
I mean, here's the thing. I think that like I said, people have peccadillos, people get really into sports teams.
Sure.
That's true.
And there's really no justification for that.
Right.
No.
And people get really into like comic book characters or video games, or we do this show, yeah. which is just, I mean.
Or like religion.
Or religion.
Or like patriotism.
I would Ooh. Rather yeah. date a Drew Barrymore that we are describing
yeah. mm-hmm.
than like a crazy conservative Christian patriot.
Honestly,
yes,
same.
Except for the carry part. When he sure. yelled at me, I got really scared.
Right. Right. When he yelled and all the windows broke, that was really
I didn't
scary.
Like that. I want to opt out as long as I'm physically able. But yeah, obsessions are tough.
Yeah.
Because I think like you can get upset. Like you get obsessed with a video game and you'll right. play yeah. it like every minute that you're awake and you lose an entire weekend.
Let's say a game that is a gigantic open world.
Yeah. I mean, how many hours would a person put in a game where you can travel the West?
You can ride a horse and possibly have horse permadeath.
Horse permadeath for sure. And horse testicles will shrink and grow in the heat.
Wait,
or like
why,
sag
why,
and
what?
I don't know. It's supposed what? To be like a hyper persistent world where like all of Tight. The things behave the way they behave.
Tight.
And someone checked this, or do you think this is in the materials?
I think they just know from experience.
I mean, this is a great question. We don't know how they do the research on Red Dead Redemption 2, which is out today.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
So we thought
RDR.
RDR 2.
We should have done pirate ships.
We didn't.
Oh.
Patrick, the fact that you never did that voice saying that.
I'm so sorry. The thing is, as we were texting, I was saying it to myself. RDR.
Yeah. Right, maybe for RDR 3.
Yeah, in like 13 years.
It's possible. They take we'll still be doing this?
That's true. We will.
We will.
We will. Guys, let's talk Red Dead Redemption ships.
These could be red ships, dead ships, redemption ships, any combination thereof, single, whatever.
Can I share what I did?
Please do.
Because at first we talked about Westerns as being an option.
Okay. Yes.
And I said, oh, Western, cool, cool, cool. And I was like, oh, there's that movie that I loved when I was a kid, McClintock. So then I watched the trailer for it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Oh,
it's
no.
John. The cover for it is John Wayne spanking a woman. And I was like, oh.
No.
No.
What I'm kind out. Of spanking?
Like sexy spanking?
I mean,
she's
it's
saying
John
la-la.
Wayne. Mm. I mean, he's spanking her to punish her because to
good.
Get her back in line.
Not good.
Ugh.
So I had to abandon Western ships. So then I decided to go Red Dead Redemption. Red ship is Anne Shirley from Anne of Green Gables. She's a famous redhead. I ship her with Gilbert Blythe. Dead. I went for Love Story. It's a pretty cheesy movie, but there's a scene in it that I really like where they're doing alone together time.
Aww.
And they're both like reading mass market paperback books, like their own individual books, like curled up on the couch. It's very sweet.
Aww.
Iconic. Third, Redemption. I went with.
Oh, you did a really good
our
job.
Our four leads from The Good Place.
Whoa.
Ah.
Just like a four-way cross ship.
I don't think it has to be. I'm down for any romantic couplings that happen within there. Like if they ever really go, Tehani. And Eleanor, I'd be down.
Yep.
But like any combination romantic's fine. But they've said it now explicitly in this season. Like the four of them together is what matters.
Right.
Boom. That's what I ship.
That's a great ship. And is sort of a dead ship too.
Yes. I was thinking about that. But like.
But like is sort it, of not. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Redemption ship.
I think the only like sexual ship that wouldn't work in there is Jason Chidi.
I think they could have a weekend.
I think it would stress Chidi out too much.
That's how the weekend ends, with him having a mental breakdown.
That's how the weekend starts.
The weekend starts, I think, with him on a drug.
Mm, sure.
Like, I think it starts with him. I mean, that is the angle of the square that is the least explored, I think.
Yeah.
Partially absolutely. Because Jason has a limited ability to explore things. He's real dumb, guys.
He's the dumbest.
He's very, very dumb.
He was part of my dumb ship or fool ship or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in a ship of fools.
Ship of fools.
Yeah, but he's part of my redemption ship this week. So
nice.
Those are all good ships.
Thank you.
I like them a lot. I just went with a Western ship.
Well, okay. Is it McClintock?
Well, here's the thing. So I really it's not McClintock.
I love when John Wayne spanks women.
I came in wanting to do Jonah Hex and Tallulah Black.
Okay.
They're both, you know, spit out the other side of the Old West, have been like marred and scarred and burned by all of the horrible people of the Old West.
Yes.
And yet they find like, you know, gross, bloody revenge together.
Yes.
And then fuck sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is okay. But
okay.
I was reminded that we watched two episodes of the Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, we did.
Including
we did.
Including one episode which featured Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
Where they travel back to the 1860s.
And like his daughter or his wife or something. Doesn't he have like a friend in it?
He's got a so I went back and watched the other two episodes because the other two episodes that Jonah's in.
Secretly Patrick has been waiting for an
Patrick's
excuse
really
to watch
this
Legends
show.
Of Tomorrow.
I did it just today and just sought out the Jonah Hex episodes.
Uh-huh. How
he's
were
in
they?
Three episodes. They're I mean it's the quality of the show is like it's interesting but like frequently really poorly acted.
Yeah.
And like it is all plot.
Mm-hmm. How often are there like huge god monsters that look like little baby boys? What was that thing called?
Bebo?
Bebo.
Only the ones.
Okay, because that was pretty great.
Man, the giant Bebo at the end of season 3 was great.
It's worth the one episode I watched.
Two.
Yeah,
with two episodes.
You guys watched two. I watched one and a half.
We were trying to get to Big Bebo.
Right. You watched the Little Bebo episode, which I believe is just called Bebo.
Probably.
Which is cute and it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
There are Vikings and they worship a Furby, basically.
Yeah.
But then he comes back at the end of the season, he's giant and he fights a demon. It's awesome.
It's pretty great.
But so in the first of the Jonah Hex episodes, they are going to the Old West because it's a like vanishing point where the Time Lords or whatever can't see them.
Okay.
And Ray Palmer, the Atom, as played by Brandon Roth, is like super excited to like be in the Old West.
I love him so much.
So, and he's so like cheesy and gee whiz and and all this stuff. So like he and Jonah Hex like meet up right away and like Ray thinks Jonah is so cool and like he just wants to be part of like being a gunslinger in the Old West. So I ship Ray Palmer, the Atom, and Jonah Hex in 1860, whatever.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like that.
They can just like hang out and be awesome together.
Yeah.
And like Jonah can be like the dirty side of it. And Ray can be the like more buttoned up, like I'm the law kind of side of it. He gets to be the sheriff in the episode that I watched.
I love
like it. The town sheriff is like, I'm out of here. and Ray Palmer is like, he you know gets a little like star badge and he just like loves it.
Yeah.
And Jonah's like way over it.
Yeah. That version of Ray Palmer is my Ray Palmer.
It's a good version of Ray Palmer.
He's so sweet.
He's so sweet. And he's like sincerely interested in everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. And I have seen four episodes of Legend of Tomorrow.
You think
I might go back and watch the whole dumb thing.
I think you should.
You should.
I think I probably should.
I mean, it will taint you so you'll have seen some DC.
Some DC shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't be as clean as you once were.
That's true.
It's true.
So maybe I should just stop it. Just cut it out of my
life.
No, you've already been tainted.
It makes you happy. I think you should pursue that which makes you happy.
I agree.
Well,
I say
you.
That as a person who's watched all of the Jake Paul documentary that Shane Dawson is doing. So do it. Follow your bliss.
Great. Kelly, do you have a Red Dead Redemption?
Okay, so mine is a dead ship.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Is it Casper again?
No. It is, okay. I wanted to pick something that wasn't a spoiler.
Yeah.
Because it's one of them is from Haunting of Hill House.
Uh-oh.
And I know that a lot of people haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to pick, like, a ghost that you guys would be like, oh, that person dies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'm picking...
But there are like, characters in The Haunting of Hill House that die and then become ghost characters?
No.
Okay.
Would you lie to us?
No, I don't know. I don't know how to answer because I'm afraid I'll spoil things.
Sure. Okay.
If you guys are afraid of spoilers, like push forward 15 a million times. Yes.
Not a million. Why did you lie to us? I'm very upset.
She wanted to sound like we were closing an old creaky door.
Yeah. But there's like, okay. So, but there are also like ghosts that are just scary ghosts.
Well, yeah, it's like a haunting.
Yeah.
Situation.
So like some of them are inconsequential and like were dead from the beginning of the story and continue to be dead.
Yeah.
Long after the story's done.
Right.
Okay. So I was like, what ghost can I pick? And I was like, okay, there's like a couple of ghosts I could pick. I was like, one of these ghosts I really don't like. They're like straight up evil. Then there's this other ghost that, and it's funny, Patrick came in and he was wearing a hat and it looked really nice on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't usually see you in hats like that.
Yeah. I don't really, I have never owned a hat like this before.
Okay.
It's kind of Indiana Jones-ish.
So this character
it's
wears
a Pendleton.
Hat. It's a what?
It's a Pendleton.
It's from the Pendleton outlet, Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So this ghost is like a very tall ghost that wears a bowler hat. Mm-hmm. And he's like really big in frame.
Yeah.
And he's really lonely and he just like, he floats in the air, but he has a cane and he like, hits it on the ground to kind of propel himself forward.
Aww.
And he's like very, very, very tall. And I was like, okay, well, I think he can pretty much only be with another ghost. I think that Babadook and Pennywise like decide, like they're like, we want to do a little walkabout. And then Babadook.
I forgot they were together.
Yeah. And then Babadook has like a bad tear where he gets into like a doppelganger relationship because Babadook looks very similar to this ghost, like very tall,
right, but
with the hat.
But the Babadook isn't a ghost, right?
He's a creature.
He's like a being thing.
I don't like that we're splitting him up from Pennywise.
Here's the thing. It's not necessarily a ship that I'm like, this is a good ship.
Sure.
This is a ship that I think Babadook gets with this very tall, cane holding, hat wearing ghost.
Yes.
Who looks scary.
Okay.
Like he does.
Does tall ghost have a name?
I don't think so.
We can just call him TG for now.
Yeah, TG. So TG and Babadook.
Teej.
Teej. Also, Micah tried to use a voice search for Apple TV, and he was like, Babadook. And it was like, Bubba Duke. And then he was like, the Babadook. And then that's when it understood.
The Babadook.
The Babadook.
The Babadook. So TG and the Babadook.
Yeah, they have like a lot of like freaky sex that happens because they're like kind of hating that they're doing it, because it's so like they look so similar and it's like very like almost twincesty, but they're not like they look very similar.
I feel really bad for Teej because like he's already lonely.
He is lonely.
And so the only one he has is himself, and now he's fucking an evil version of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough.
Has no morals.
I mean, he's kind of evil too.
Okay. I mean, he's like Pennywise evil. Babadook evil.
Because that's like a severe evil targeted towards children.
For Pennywise.
Yeah.
Yes. Babadook is like, I mean, Babadook's kind of sad too, right?
I never saw it.
Okay.
I also never saw it.
Oh, dang. It's good. You guys should watch it. It's really good. It's like a metaphor for depression. It's really good.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm into that.
There's kids in it though, right? I love kids being really upset.
It's more about like the Babadook terrorizes the woman, not the child so much. The kid is like in it, but it's like he's not.
It's the mom.
It's the mom. It's like it's her dealing with depression.
Okay.
And it's only something that you kind of like. It's not ham-handed in how it does it. I really love that movie. I would really suggest seeing it. But yeah, it's so Babadook kind of looks like the drawings that you guys have seen.
Yeah, I've seen the drawings.
And then just imagine that, but like grayer and like wider a little bit. Because he's not as skinny, but he's very tall.
Right.
But so his feet are bare.
Ew.
They're floating and bare.
What pants is he wearing?
He's wearing like tattered old timey pants.
So like he probably died like
cleaning a chimney or something.
Well, I know how he died, but I'm not going to spoil it.
You know what? You'll get your shoes dirty.
Patrick, you take off your shoes to clean the chimney?
Disgusting.
I mean, if you're like Patrick, an old, like Victorian chimney sweep.
Yes, you put on boots.
They do not wear shoes.
They wear coveralls.
He couldn't afford the boots.
He
has a nice pair of shoes so that he can wear them when he goes to the door.
He's wearing a bowler hat.
Yes, I've seen the bowler hat.
That's fancy. So here's the thing. He's not a chimney sweep. I know his situation.
Is he a bellhop?
No, I don't. I just don't really want to spoil it.
Okay, yeah. No, we don't have to do spoilers.
But yeah, he's a man of means.
Okay.
But the reason why he's not wearing shoes is a little sad.
All right. Oh, I'm going to watch it.
It's okay. Here's the thing. Here's my warning about Haunting of Hill House.
Okay.
It's really good. It peaks at episode 6, I'd say. And as far as quality goes.
6 of 10?
I think so.
Okay.
Like episode 6 is tremendous, and then like it's still okay, and then the last episode I was kind of like, all right,
oh, bummed out by the end.
It wasn't sad, it was just like I was just like, this is how you're gonna wrap this shit up, which is fine. I still think that as a whole it was good enough that I still enjoyed what I got out of it. The acting's not good for a lot of the people, but there are some people in it that are good. It is very scary. There was a jump scare, which I know they're cheap, but I literally screamed out loud.
No.
Yeah.
Like alone in your house?
We were sitting here and we were like, we both like, I was like, ah! Like it was legit very scary.
All right. I want to watch it at night. I don't think I want to watch it during the day.
Yeah. Watch it at night.
Yeah.
Can I pitch an alternate ship for the TG?
Okay.
Luigi. Mario's
what?
Brother. Hold on.
I'm getting mad.
Luigi.
Don't sweep a chimney. What are you doing?
Wait.
So how dare you do this?
Luigi.
How dare you? What is happening?
Hunts ghosts.
Okay.
Yes.
Luigi's mansion. He goes into mansions. He finds the ghosts.
Okay.
He sucks him up into a vacuum cleaner.
I'm sorry, but if Luigi goes into Hill House, he will die.
He will get murdered.
He will
Luigi
die.
Luigi is a sweet boy.
You are the same place that I am. In the most recent like Smash Brothers trailer, when they introduced the Castlevania characters, they kill Luigi.
So he becomes like, Luigi Ghost?
Death like takes a scythe to Luigi and like swipes at him.
Yeah.
And a Luigi ghost comes out of his body.
Yeah.
So what if Ghost Luigi,
okay,
hooks up with TG and finds that he can live in peace with the ghosts.
I thought you were going to offer a shoe solution.
No.
Okay.
No, because the Babadook is now not involved.
I like this idea. No, not the Babadook. I've got another pitch for Murdered Luigi.
TG wears no shoes.
Oh, TG wears no shoes.
Yeah. Murdered Luigi hooks up with Death from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Wouldn't they be the sweetest boys together?
They would be very sweet boys together.
It would be very nice.
They would just play Battleship all day.
That's all they would do. And like maybe sometimes Luigi would miss hunting ghosts, and so he'd put on his ghost hunting outfit, and he would just like pretend to hunt Death, and Death would be like, oh, got
oh,
me!
You
got
oh,
me.
That's cute. That's cute. That's cute.
That is really cute. Does that mean Death can't play in Wild Stallions anymore?
He retired.
Mm, okay, so this is like a far-flung future.
Everybody's
after...
got to grow up sometime.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's true. We all got to.
Yeah. So,
guys, we didn't look to see if we had any questions on Twitter.
But if you have a question for us on Twitter, you can send it to shippledipshow@gmail.com.
That's right. Or
at shippledips on Twitter.
Or with the hashtag shippledips.
Yes.
We'll try to find them, and now we're going to look.
Okay.
I haven't checked the hashtag.
Oh. Dodger sister, this is not a question.
Okay.
Let's
but
do it.
It is funny. Okay. So Dodger sister says, I think hashtag chili friends is a cooking show with two people who have to make and taste test all kinds of chili and fight all the time about the best kind of chili and have very different tastes, but fall in love. And instead of cake at their wedding, they have chili.
Oh.
And then they go, or am I wrong? And it's hashtag chili, like CHILLY friends. No, you're right. I think that's what chili friends is.
Yeah. That's definitely
for
what chili
sure.
Is.
That's really good. Okay. Well, we've got a lot of really nice things that people have been saying on Twitter.
I just realized I've been logged out of Twitter and I don't know how to get in. So I missed all of the nice things that we've been hearing. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, so we appreciate nice things that y'all said about us, but I tell you what, we need questions to answer.
Yeah, we need questions to answer. Do you guys have relationship questions that you want very poorly answered?
Because look, we like doing like nerdy like geek culture relationship stuff, but we'd answer any kind of relationship question.
Literally any. If you like, we like to insert ourselves into your lives,
get up in your business,
give you advice without knowing every single bit of context,
without knowing most of the context,
and we hope that you follow it
and then like write back with a follow-up to be like, it went great, thank you.
It went poorly. We got divorced and they took all of my money.
Unsubscribe.
Then unsubscribe. Well,
yeah. If you get divorced after our advice, you should definitely unsubscribe.
Also, like, if our advice was the only thing that it took for you to get divorced, maybe it's not our fault.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.